Good morning. Welcome to Community Voice. I'm your host, Josh Engel. Today is Tuesday, July 2nd, and we are speaking about the People's Parade today, the 2024 People's Parade. It's coming up Thursday, July 4th. If you were unable to tune into our program yesterday with conductor of the Carroll Symphony Orchestra, Terry Lowry, we're going to be recapping some of the things to look forward to at these celebrations. Of course, we focused on the music end yesterday, but we have the rest today. Everything you could imagine, all the meat to the event. We're going to be talking about the People's Parade, as well as some special events that are going to be going down at the Sounds of Liberty concert later that evening at the Carrollton City School grounds there. And it's just a pleasure to have the Sertoma Parade Director, Rebecca Smith, as well as Gold Star Mother, we're honored to have her with her, Patty Saylor. And no stranger to Community Voice, our beloved veteran from the Air Force, I believe, correct?
Yes, sir.
There it is, Don Levins. Good morning, everyone.
Hey. Good morning.
Good morning.
All right. Well, I'll tell you what. Let's start. If we could, let's get a little backstory. If you could, we'll start with Rebecca. Tell us a bit about yourself, your family, and your role with Sertoma.
Oh, good morning, everyone. My name is Rebecca Smith, and I am a resident of Carrollton, have been here my entire life, my family as well. I am an administrator at the University of West Georgia. I hold 2 degrees from UWG, and one of my great privileges that I have outside of my position, you know, my day-to-day position, is giving back to the community as a volunteer. And so that led me to Sertoma, which is in charge of the Carrollton People's Parade. Our second big thing that I like to take in December is the Carrollton Empty Stocking Fund. So just I have the privilege of working with these fine veterans at the Carroll County Memorial Veterans Park. And that is how I met Don Levins.
What an amazing park that is. It's so incredible. And I did want to remind everyone, we are live streaming this morning's program on our News Talk 1330 WLBB Facebook page. So if you have any questions, comments, kudos, you just want to say something smart alecky to Don, I understand. I understand. I mean, he's a scary guy. You know, you got to throw it at him. But yeah, if you have any comments, please feel free to throw those in the chat. I'd be happy to read those out. All right. Don Levins, the man with the plan.
Oh, Lord.
So good to have you back, Don.
Well, I'm 93 years old. Let's start there. I'm 13 years older than your president, by the way.
Oh, wow.
And so far, I can usually get through a whole sentence.
You do great.
I know, so will. But anyway.
You do fabulous.
Born and raised in Carrollton, actually Center Point in Carroll County. Spent 38 years in Northern Illinois. I worked in the Sears Tower 22 years.
Wow.
First one to move in it and the first one to move out of it. And anyway, I came back home and got involved with veterans organizations in Carroll County. And I've just devoted my retired life mostly to doing that and church work and stuff like that. But that's how we drug this wonderful lady into the Veterans Memorial Park Association, and she's been with us since 2008, I think, or 9, and been a great help in building that wonderful park. And then she says to me one day, can you, you know, won't you want some veterans things going on? Now, the American Legion Post 143 has carried the colors in this parade since the first time. Every time they've had a parade, it's been led by a color guard carrying the colors. Now, there'll be 100,000 flags at this event, but only one color. And it'll be protected with an M1 on each side of it. That's how you can tell it's really the colors. And the proper thing to do, and I've done that many times when I was much younger, when I was only 83, but whoever stood up when I walked that mile and a half would be a veteran in a wheelchair. Most people don't. The proper thing to do when the colors appear is to stand and put your hand over your heart. Now, I'm going to be watching this year, you understand?
And look, don't let his age fool you. He's fast, so he'll get off the side of the road quick.
I want y'all to stand up and put your hand over the heart and recognize the colors of this country. Because that's what the veteran, the soldier, followed from the Revolution to today, we followed our colors. A veteran is a person who follows orders. Politicians is who make wars. We do what we're told. And we have on the wall here six pictures, in outcry, of six boys who gave their final breath.
Gave their ultimate sacrifice.
So that we can stand and sit on our butts while the colors pass.
This is a good reason to remember to stand up and show respect to the colors as they pass by. Don's mentioning the images we have on the walls of the studio right now. If you can tune into the live stream, they are individuals who have given their life, local individuals who have given their life, the ultimate sacrifice to preserve our freedom and liberty. And I think that actually plays a big role in this year's parade.
Yeah.
Something very special that will be done.
You'll never be blessed any more than this moment. Patty Saylor represents one of the Gold Star mothers of 350 Carroll County mothers who lost a son in war. Just think, 350. If the average person had two kids, that's 700 grandchildren, which they never had.
They never had.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Yeah. Patty, if we could, let's take it over to you. Gold Star mother.
Yes.
Tell us a bit about yourself.
Well, I'm a retired teacher, but I still tutor at Providence Elementary. I became a Gold Star mother on August 15th of 2005, and it'll be 19 years this coming August. And one thing I want to say, not to sound dramatic or anything, but as the flags are going by, unless you've had a flag cover your child, loved one's casket, I don't know if you really understand how powerful it is.
Amen.
To see people standing up and see people sitting down. It's your choice. That's what they fought for, is for freedom. But I think it takes a different meaning when your child comes home with a flag on his casket. But
the personal significance,
yes,
to see that gesture of honor, that show,
right,
of honor.
And it means a lot when we go by and we see them standing or whatever for the flag. It means a lot to us. I mean,
absolutely,
no judgment. That's what they died for, your freedom. But it takes on a new meaning when you have personally experienced that, you know.
And that's something important, I think, that folks should remember, right? I mean, this is
exactly,
this is the foundation on which celebrations like this are built.
Right.
The ultimate sacrifice,
right,
giving everything,
right,
to preserve our liberty. And I mean, it's the same reason we have such an incredible Veterans Memorial Park here in our community, that we have so many incredible veterans organizations. We have these parades, we have these concerts, you know, because it's really to celebrate how blessed we are,
right,
and to honor those who have given everything.
And I do have to brag on Don. He's just amazing. He does it from his heart. And you know, I can't remember who said it. It's a quote I use sometimes when we give out Paul's scholarship, is everybody dies two deaths. One is when they die, and another is when no one speaks their name again. So doing things like this, their names are out there in the memorial park, their names are up there. So even after I'm dead and gone, they're going to see the names of the Carroll County people that have died on that wall and read them out loud or think about them. So my son is going to be remembered basically forever.
Absolutely. So. And your son being Sergeant Paul Saylor,
yes,
we have his photo here on the wall.
Uh-huh.
I mean, this is a powerful year for this. I mean, if we could, let's throw it back over to Rebecca. Rebecca, before we take our first break, I think that we should let listeners at home know about the Gold Star family float. We'll touch on it more, but also that the parade will be as it has for so many years. It's going to be led by veterans. Could you speak a little bit to this?
Yes. So this year, and thank you, Patty, for all that your family has done for the United States. It is an ultimate sacrifice, and we're blessed. And this is one of the reasons why it is my privilege to be a volunteer, especially with the veterans organizations, because I get to meet fine people such as these two I'm sitting beside and spend quality time really learning about, you know, giving back and supporting your country. So that led Don Levins and I. We were thinking about, you know, every year we try to add something special to the parade. And so we started to talk, and Don said, let's do something different this year. Let's recognize, you know, with Sergeant Rivers being something we've done at the park since February, honoring his time. And the Gold Star family opportunity came up, and Don said, I can make that happy. I'm going to get in touch with Miss Patty, and we will get the families together. And so that is what we're doing. We're also having, you know, with 11 veteran entries, it is just so wonderful to be able to come out and celebrate them as well. And so we're going to have a World War II veteran, Marine Corporal James Pack. He is 100 years old, and he will be in the parade. He was also a Congressional Gold Medalist recipient that was honored in June of 2012 in Washington, D.C. So we're very excited about his presence as well. And then, of course, we'll have our historical displays, and then the American Legion, Post 143 family, the Veterans Park, the local National Guard, which Don's going to probably touch a little bit more on in a minute about them providing, you know, some things for our parade. The Trinka-Davis Veterans Village, we're excited that they're going to join us. And then the Veterans Park Association. And then Don will be riding with another veteran, Steve Hyatt, in a World War II Jeep.
It's so, as if he needed anything to make him cooler. He's going to be riding around in a Willie.
Somebody has to clean up the mess.
And before we take our first break, just real quick, Rebecca, so folks at home know, what time will the parade kick off?
The parade begins at 10 a.m.
So you're going to want to be sure to come out a little early, bring a cushy seat, you and the family, and get comfortable for what is going to be the best people's parade yet. Time is 8:42. Yes. We're going to go ahead and take our first commercial break. But when we come back, we'll continue our conversation with Sertoma Parade Director Rebecca Smith, a Gold Star mother, Patty Saylor, as well as a veteran and a former president, he's had many roles within the Veterans Memorial Park, Don Levins, as we continue our conversation of the 2024 People's Parade. Community Voice brought to you by Tanner Health System and Oak Mountain Academy.
The customized academic scholar journey at Oak Mountain Academy is individually designed to provide students with a personalized, clearly defined academic track that earns the student a series of distinctions upon graduation. This journey enables academically driven students to pursue a focused, rigorous course of study personalized to their wants and desires. I'm Patrick Uran, head of school, inviting you to journey with us on the mountain. For more information, visit us at oakmountain.us. Discover your journey at OMA. Prepare, explore, and achieve.
Health is a journey. It's making better choices, even when it's not easy. It's taking care of yourself and the people you love. At Tanner Health System, we're there for you with every step, with primary care, heart care, cancer care, women's care, orthopedics, surgical services, and so much more. We're dedicated to helping you live and feel your best. So let's get on that journey to health. You've got places to be for many years to come. Find us at tanner.org.
And we're back to Community Voice. Today is Tuesday, July 2nd. I'm your host, Josh Engel, and you're listening to Community Voice. We have the Sertoma Parade Director, Rebecca Smith, Gold Star mother, Patty Saylor, and Air Force veteran, Don Levins, who represents the Carroll County Veterans Memorial Park. If you're just tuning in, we are live streaming this morning's episode on our WLBB News Talk 1330 Facebook page. I think you're going to want to tune in if you can. It's incredible right now. We have on the walls, we have fitting, beautiful color portraits of Carroll County residents that have given their life to preserve our liberty. And I think that plays, that honestly goes along beautifully with this year's People's Parade. So, Rebecca, if we could, let's revisit the, I've never sneezed on Community Voice. If we could. Thank you. I appreciate this. The ragweed. If we could, Rebecca, let's recap what we just talked about. Let folks know the intro of this parade, what folks can expect at the very beginning, because it's really special this year.
Yes, so what we have is that will be leading the parade is our local veteran groups and our Gold Star families. So we will have 11 veteran entries. Our first one is the Colors of Our Nation, and that will be led by the American Legion Post 143 Honor Guard. And then we have our Gold Star families, and they will be representing the 350 Carroll County families since the Revolutionary War that has lost a family member. Riding in the Georgia National Guard vehicle are the families of six of our local community that gave their lives in recent wars so that you can walk freely today. So when they come by, please respect and recognize their sacrifice that they've given to our country. We will have Lance Corporal Samuel Large Jr. will be recognized. Sergeant Paul Saylor, which is Patty's son. Sergeant Thomas Strickland. SPC Brandon Stout. SPC Dingler. And Sergeant William Rivers, who lost his life in February. We actually have them displayed, some photos displayed today. They will be presented on the National Guard thing so that we can also remember their imagery.
Absolutely. It's a great tribute to have that on the wall, on the sides of the military vehicle.
Yes, so we're very, and of course, Don Levins led up that effort, and we'll forever be grateful that he was able to get all that completed for us. And Miss Patty, thank you for what you've done. Next, we'll have a World War II Jeep, which is owned by a Ken Cobb of Marietta. He joins our parade every year. He had some ties to our community.
I always see him with the pipe every time I see him.
He's General MacArthur.
General MacArthur.
And then that's where Marine Corporal James Pack, our World War II veteran that will be decorated World War II veteran, will be joining him. He was also, is it the Munsford? From Marine, one of the original Munsford Marine.
Oh wow! The first Black Marine. Absolutely. Uh-huh.
And so he has served our country and has given a lot of. I think one of the things that he said he was most proud of, his proud moment was being awarded the Congressional Gold Medal by President Obama in 2012. And then we'll have our historical veterans. We'll have the Sons of the American Revolution and the Sons of the Confederate Veterans. And then we'll have our American Legion Post 143. And the Georgia National Guard will be there, which we are so thankful for everything that they do for us. The Trinidad Village will be bringing 10 of our local veterans that live in that community. And then the Veterans Memorial Park Association will be displaying the Killed in Action wall that as of this date, we have 1,440 veterans that have a plaque on the Wall of Honor at our local Veterans Park. If you're in town this weekend, please stop by and visit. It is a beautiful place of serenity and a place to go in and have a moment and be grateful and thankful for the things that others have done for our country.
Absolutely. If we could, let's throw it back over to Don. I'd love to hear the story how you were able to acquire, such a robust military vehicle for this parade. I mean, what a fitting tribute and honor to the Gold Star family.
I didn't have any problem at all. I just called Patty and said, you think you could get us a truck?
Yep. Who's going to say no,
No, I lost the word. Anyway, we've been working with the National Guard very closely for several years, and Alex Marquion is the recruiting officer here in Carrollton. And you see, they are our future veterans. Mm-hmm. Matter of fact, if it wasn't for the National Guard, I don't think we'd have much of an army now, if you just look around. Mm-hmm. And I don't know how many of these boys were actually National Guard. Paul was.
Yes. Thomas and Josh was.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Yeah, when I came along, it was weekend warriors. That's not it anymore. Mm-hmm. These are our future veterans. And we're so glad that they are pitched. So if you come to the parade, you'll see us old grizzly people who used to be, who walk. But you'll also see sharp soldiers who walk, who march. And so we're so glad that they are part of what we do.
Absolutely.
And then, as she said, the memorial move-in wall, we are today, I will go out and meet a fellow that will add the last three, like Rivers has not been added to this move-in wall, yes, but that'll be done today. So if you are at the event that evening at the concert and you want to go over and you can read, see all of these names that are on the wall, not many people actually want to hear these talk about the Civil War, which was not civil, by the way. But there was 196 of those names on the wall. And although it's not popular now, they were soldiers sent into battle by a politician. They died doing what they were told to do for what was their country at the time. And it's more than all wars since. So
I don't think people realize that in individual battles in the Civil War, 15,000 people would die.
Yeah.
I mean, and you know, compared to, I believe it was 52,000 that had passed away in Vietnam, which is just unbelievably tragic and horrible. Yeah. And you really puts in perspective the scale of the death in the Civil War.
It was a pinnacle of how we can get divided in our country. And although we're really divided now, praise God, it's not gotten to that point yet. But those boys had nothing to do with that.
Absolutely.
And every year, by the way, the Sons of Confederate Veterans places a battle flag on about 1,000 graves of those people here in April just to remember them.
Absolutely.
And we say their name. Yeah, it's important to us, and it's important to our nation, and it's important to our history. And it's important to be reminded that if you keep arguing like you are now,
that's
you
where
just
we can
might
end up.
Wind up like that. So why wipe history off of the face of the map?
Let's gather together and celebrate coming out the other end of that.
We had 17 revolutionary soldiers move to Carroll County and die here. Now, and we tracked that down, and we've got it. They are also recognized at the Memorial Park. So if you're interested in maybe it was your family one of those, go to the park and look and see. If you want to know if one of your relatives might have died in the Civil War, go read them. It'll take you a while. It's 196 to look at, but it's alphabetical.
Thank you, Don. And shout out again to the Georgia National Guard, Sergeant Major John Bollinger. Ballinger. Uh-huh. Shout out to Major John. I can't read my own handwriting. To Sergeant Major John Ballinger for facilitating this incredible vehicle, which will be carrying the Gold Star families through the parade. Time is 8:53. We need to go ahead and take our last commercial break. But when we come back, we will let folks know a little bit about some exciting events that's going to be going down at the Sounds of Liberty concert later that evening on July 4th after the parade. And of course, where you can find more information about the represented organizations today, as well as the Veterans Memorial Park. All right, so we'll go ahead and take our last commercial break, 8:54, a community voice brought to you by Tanner Hill System and Oak Mountain Academy.
The World Language Scholar Journey at Oak Mountain Academy is designed to provide students with a clearly defined, curriculum-based track to acquire essential knowledge and skills for success in biliteracy fields of study. The successful completion of this journey provides colleges with a method to recognize a rigorous foreign language immersion experience for all students at Oak Mountain Academy. I'm Patrick Uran, head of school, inviting you to journey with us on the mountain. For more information, visit us at oakmountain.us. Discover your journey at OMA. Prepare, explore, and achieve.
Health is a journey. It's making better choices, even when it's not easy. It's taking care of yourself and the people you love. At Tanner Health System, we're there for you with every step, with primary care, heart care, cancer care, women's care, orthopedics, surgical services, and so much more. We're dedicated to helping you live and feel your best. So let's get on that journey to health. You've got places to be for many years to come. Find us at tanner.org.
And we're back. to Community Voice. Time is 8:55. I am your host, Josh Engel. Today is Tuesday, July 2nd. We are speaking today about the 2024 People's Parade. Sertoma Parade Director Rebecca Smith, Gold Star mother, Patty Saylor, as well as veteran Don Levins. Rebecca, we only have a few minutes left. So I did want to, before we jump over to the Sounds of Liberty, are there any other last-minute bits of information we want to throw out to people about the People's Parade this year?
Thank you. So the parade begins at 10 a.m., and we will start at Dairy Queen, go up 27, take a right onto Alabama, and end at Robinson Salvage. So that is the parade route. We look forward to seeing everyone out there. We'll have our traditional participants, such as one of the favorites is the West Georgia Two Cylinder Club. We'll have Southwire, Carol EMC. Then we have some newcomers like, it's called Wiggles and Giggles. It's a little shop. They have a couple of Etsy's. We have several of our churches participating. And we also look forward to like AGW Ice Cream and people who will, lots of wonderful organizations, small business, large and in between, that have come out and spent their dollars on buying parade swag that they'll be giving along the parade route. So we look forward to a great day.
Excellent.
How many
entries? We're in the 80s.
About 80 entries.
Yeah, we're in the 80s. It'll awesome. Be a great day for a parade.
Perfect. Well, let's touch on the ceremony to honor Gold Star families at this year's Sounds of Liberty event.
Sounds of Liberty?
Yeah.
Well, Terry's all enthused about it, too. And these pictures that'll be on the float, the truck, will be also on the stage.
Wow.
We take them over, and that'll be part of the Sounds of Liberty. And also, he always has this honoring the veterans when the five branches of service song is sang, and we have two guys in it struggle into a uniform that go up and salute, and it's really an honoring piece of work, and this year adding the Gold Star families just puts the cream on the cake.
Absolutely, and there'll be the Community Spirit Award Cup will be handed out as well. Yeah.
Yes, this will be the 19th annual Community Spirit Award Cup. That is one of the awards that will be presented that evening. The plaques are presented during the parade for first and second place for those that have floats.
Wonderful. Wonderful. Well, we're almost out of time. This has been a great program, a lot of good information. I hope folks will share this on their Facebook page, spread a lot of awareness for this year's events. Rebecca, is there anywhere where folks can learn more information about this year's parade?
Yes, you can go to the Carrollton Evening Sertoma Club's Facebook page or the Carroll County Sertoma Club's Facebook page, since it is a joint effort by our two Sertoma Clubs that present the Carrollton's People's Parade.
Excellent. Of course, you can also check out the Carroll County Veterans Memorial Park online. Just honestly, thank you all. Rebecca Smith, Sertoma Parade Director, Gold Star Mother, Patty Saylor, thank you for your participation in this event, and thank you for coming on the program. This is a beautiful way to honor Sergeant Paul, and of course, Don, thank you for always coming on the show and for honoring the veterans. You have set things in motion that will continue for many years to honor those, not just the past veterans, but the ones in the future as well.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you for joining us, and everyone tuning in at home, I appreciate you joining us this morning. We'll see you next time.